Good morning, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a professional collector of precious moments dolls, ladies and gentlemen, queen of the curio cabinet, Alexis Thompson.
Oh my gosh, only to upcycle, recycle them. My artist taking those and turning them into other things. Pretty fun. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey to all of you on this Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome. We have a few of these today. Welcome to Donald Duck Day. Donald, are you there? There he is. Welcome to Earmuff Day. Welcome to Canine Veterans Day. Welcome, and somebody should tell Ryan Gosling it's Ken Day. That's right.
Oh. Well,
it's National Chicken Noodle Soup Day, Coconut Tort Day, National Dermatologist Day, Good Samaritan Day, National Jewel Day, so buy your sweet honey a jewel.
Ooh.
National Riesling Day, Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, No Smoking Day, only celebrated in the United Kingdom. Welcome to Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day, and I saved the best one for last. It's Alexis's national holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to National Ginger Ale Day.
Yes!
That's right. Cheers,
land,
everybody.
Sky and sea.
Mm.
Quality.
I think
toilet
you just
water.
Made a name tag or there yeah, a tag did. There.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, I had a ginger ale last night. That was so good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Diet ginger ale reads. It's got that bite to it.
Sure does. Ooh.
Bull.
It's real gingery.
Bull.
Lovey.
Yeah. You two enjoy that. Oh, my
yeah!
goodness. Oh, my God.
Not even up in the air you like it, Jace.
No, I do not. Again, my husband is a believer. He has an Alexis in the air. He'll have one from time to time. But no, I genuinely, it's not just a vehicle to poke a little good-natured fun at you. I honestly do not.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like ginger ale. I don't like ginger. Like when I take a bite, if I happen to accidentally bite ginger in a meal, no.
Oh, I love when it sucks the juices up, whatever you're cooking, you just munch on it.
No, suck the juices up. A little early for that phrase. But
it's in one of my favorite dishes, a Filipino dish called chicken adobo. You can use pork, you can use oxtail, but man. Ooh, that ginger just sucks up. It's vinegar and paprika and ginger flavor. So the ginger sucks all those juices up and you just, bite into that.
That doesn't sound bad. Now that doesn't sound bad. Yeah, that's what it is. That sounds like, that's how I could probably digest the ginger.
Yeah.
It is time for our occasional segment. Let's check in with Alexis's reef.
Oh, right.
That's right. Alexis put up a wreath on November 20th, 2023. Yes, the wreath was still up in her house as of yesterday.
Yep.
What is the status today?
It is still up.
Oh.
Today is the day. I didn't get home until 7:30 last night, and it was already dark.
What the hell were you doing?
Yeah, just overscheduling, getting things done.
Yep.
So it was too dark, and I was real tired at that point. So today is the day. It's coming down. And I need to, help. So
are you gonna
get the ladder out and do all the things. Remember, this is a 6-foot diameter reef. This
the
isn't just to open the door and take it down.
No.
And I'm scared because it's looking real dry up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take a good look at it?
Yeah, I looked a little closer. It's not quite the Monet that I thought it was. Of lush green from a distance.
Okay, yeah, that was a very funny statement you made yesterday.
Oof. It looks green from a distance.
Yeah.
And we said, from where? Stillwater?
So it turned out to actually be a Monet, where from far away, it's looking hot. And then up close, it's just a giant mess.
Yeah, I thought it was more of one than it was. Yeah, but anyway.
So
today's the day, friends.
Today's the day. Well, I mean, you know what?
I know I'm not alone, though, which is fabulous. Thank you for all your messages. of your own that you've left up, or yeah, oh yeah, no. I should forward. They just
you know, no, it's okay. I believe you.
You can have it go to just one of us or the show itself.
Oh, well, let me tell you, if I were you, I like a good round holiday. I like a good anniversary.
Yeah,
and in 1 week, that thing will be officially 4 months old. I mean, you could just leave it up till the 20th. Because it's November, you put it up on November 20th. So, yeah.
I was also thinking about Friday because it's Ides of March.
That's true. Or St. Patrick's Day.
Folks' wedding anniversary. Oh, okay.
That's on Sunday.
Maybe get slap a clover on it.
Well, yeah, before you throw it away or burn it.
Did with Valentine's Day last year.
Yeah, a jaunty hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are
Some
you
gold?
Going to do with
Where
it?
Where to go?
Where the gold? Where are you going to just burn the damn thing in a ceremony? Are you throwing it away? What are you doing with that thing?
Yeah, we trash it. What I've done in the past is I've DIY'd. I've taken off, because you know there's a wire base underneath all of the branches and boughs and stuff and bows and acorns. So I usually trim those off and then reuse that for something else. But this year, I still have last year's, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just it's just going in the trash, recycle, take everything off.
That's it today.
But it is work. You know, it's not just a let's pitch it.
No. It's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
I try to, you know, be responsible in the and disposing of it. Which I was about to say depository.
Depository.
Which that's a different word.
It's a different.
Yeah.
It's a different story for another day. Well, I was running around a little bit too. I went to my follow-up chiro appointment, chiropractic appointment.
You were getting your actual adjustment because they did the assessment, right?
They did the assessment, and
how did it go?
Well, the assessment, they showed me the x-ray, and I have like, I don't know. The thing that I laughed out loud, and I shouldn't have been laughing, because of the boot, they showed me like a straight on x-ray of my hips.
Yeah.
My right hip is up here, and then my left hip is basically down there. It's like visible, girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's you can just see it. So yeah. I have that to deal with. And then, I have a disc. The last disc is there's not a lot of room, and there should be more room anyway. I'm looking at this going, oh God, this is just depressing. And then dude looked at me and this is where I laughed out loud. This was before even the adjustment. He looked at me and he goes, oh, okay. Based on the analysis, and this is not a joke. What I'm getting ready to say is not an exaggeration. He goes, okay. Based on the x-ray, what we observed yesterday, your poked and prodding thing yesterday, you need to come in optimally, you know, for optimum success, you need to come in every day for the next 2 weeks. And I went, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Every day for the next 2 weeks, starting tomorrow? The train of my life has left the station. Like, especially for the next 3 weeks. I am planned. I am scheduled. Especially this week is hell on earth. I look at him and I go, oh my goodness. And then he leaves, and then two people who look like they're from the FBI come in and they're like, okay, now we're going to go over financials. And I looked at it, and again, hashtag advocating for myself. I probably wouldn't have said anything and would have just handed him my credit card. But I looked at the two dudes and I went, guys, this is all very overwhelming. I have never been to a chiropractor. And now dude one is telling me I need to come in every day for 2 weeks. And now you, dude two and dude three, are telling me it's going to be like $4,000. I'm like, we need to take a step back here because y'all are freaking me out. I was simultaneously freaked out and then proud of myself, because I'm like, I need a moment. I literally heard our segment in our head. I heard Mariah Carey. I was like, I need a moment. I need a moment. I need a fragrant moment,
everyone.
I need
a moment. Oh. Yeah. I need a fragrant moment.
You ain't getting my Amex.
What was the compromise? Or are you going every day?
Well, I'm not. I told them I needed a moment, but then they did do the adjustment. And I was scared to death, but he was so great. I want to compliment him. He was so kind and he walked me through it. And it wasn't that big of a deal. Like I built it up as I think a lot of you do if you've never had an adjustment. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, Crack Addict on TLC and you see, you know, you see all these videos and it's like, oh my goodness, it freaks you out.
Oh, especially I'm sure when they add extra cracking sounds, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the groaning and moaning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, make it a whole 3D experience.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially when you get to your neck. But he was so kind and I appreciated that so much. And it was good. Like I felt good. Mm-hmm. I felt better, but I think I was so tense from the, we need to see you every day for like a month. Plus, please give me your Amex. I'm like, I don't think you'll be getting either of those things, but that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I can relate. When I was injured after my concussion, right. I went every day for, at least a month.
Did you? Yep. Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, for your physical therapy?
Yes, and mm-hmm. adjustments. It was kind of a combo platter. I was able to do both same spot. So
I just was overwhelmed, as you can imagine, Lex, because I'm just like...
Absolutely.
I made this appointment on the recommendation of a friend. So to go from what I thought was a casual appointment to, you need help.
Can we do it once a week to start?
Exactly. Can we date before we have sex, please? Yeah. When we come back, we all have our favorite ice creams. Maybe yours is Spumoni. Maybe yours is old fashioned vanilla. There is a ice cream flavor that is going the way of the T-Rex. Holly will tell you what ice cream flavor is going extinct when we.
Oh, it's hard to act natural when you got holes in your roof and you need some help. JTR Roofing, your Twin Cities roofer and home exterior contractor, locally owned and operated since 1992, they want to help. Of course, roofing is in the name of they can help with any storm damage that you may have. They can install any type of roofing material, asphalt shingles, cedar shakes, metal, slate, and more. And yes, the storm damage, of course, they also have a lot of experience working with insurance companies and how to work with that, your soffit and fascia. And they can also help with your siding, gutters, and window installation for your home, your business, multi-housing services that you may have. They've got you. They worked with Don Hill and me on our soffit and fascia, had an amazing experience. So if you call, make that appointment, 651-777-7394, jtrroofinginc.com. Mention me or my talk, and you can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. You heard going into that commercial break there, a retro classic promo for Ian and Marjorie. That is with a purpose. Today we're going to be honoring Ian all day long, starting at 7 a.m., starting in our second hour right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. Our special guest for the day and the special guest for the rest of our show will be Marjorie herself. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, our third hour, we'll be joined by Colleen and Ina Marjorie, producer, and our good friend Paul Black. So it's going to be a really special morning. You'll hear special tributes that Rocco worked his butt off on. Thank you, Rocco.
Wow.
You'll be hearing classic clips. He went through archive after hard drive after archive. You went to houses in the garage, pulled out old tapes. I mean,
those,
you know.
Mini discs. Remember those?
Yes.
We used to record on those.
So I think you're really going to enjoy it. So don't miss a moment. But right now, oh look, Alexis,
Hi.
It's Holly.
Hey, Holly.
It's Holly in an ice cream truck. She looks just a little creepy, but that's fine.
I got free candy cans.
Oh,
well, actually, I have free ice cream.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can we can we get into your vehicle? My sister Alexis and I would really like some.
Here's a crowbar, Jason. Why don't you help yourself? Open the big door. Now let's see what flavors I have.
Ooh,
I have
what you got?
Spumoni. I've got double chocolate fudge, chunky chunk chunk.
Ooh.
But it looks like I'm out of vanilla chocolate chip ice cream.
What?
Because it is fast going extinct.
What?
It is?
Yes. Once a staple of the ice cream world and one of the top selling ice cream flavors of all time. Well, I'm here to say that you killed it. And by you, I'm talking to you. Yes, you who's in the shower right now. When was the last time you had vanilla chocolate chip ice cream? Because nobody is eating it anymore. And now nobody wants to make it.
Oh, yeah, I guess I am to blame.
I am to blame too, Lex. I need to look inside myself, like we say on Second Chance Romance.
Yeah.
You vanilla chocolate chip ice cream murderers, you.
It is a flavor I don't even think I ordered as a child.
Girl, I never ordered it.
So.
Again, I'm 49 with back problems.
It used to be vanilla chocolate chip ice cream was one of the nation's top five best-selling flavors.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make the top 10 anymore. And now nobody wants it. That vanilla chocolate chip ice cream usually only sold in select markets or at certain times of the year, according to major manufacturers of ice cream.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever ordered it. I really don't. Because, yeah.
I've had it.
Yeah, somebody talking from the Babcock Dairy Plant in Wisconsin said that we used to make it consistently, but now we only make vanilla chocolate chip ice cream seasonally. It's not a hot seller anymore. Now, hot sellers now in 2024, they're like, look, we got chocolate chip cookie dough all year long.
I was wondering what took place. Yeah, that is superior, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, way superior.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And just naturally, tastes change over the course of time. Because they're like, hey, you know what? We're not making this vanilla chocolate chip ice cream anymore, but we're releasing new flavors like cinnamon twist ice cream. People have been really going bananas for that, according to Blue Bell Creameries in Texas. Man, if you've ever had Blue Bell Creameries ice cream down in the southern portion of our United States. Oh, yum! Anyways, I'm just telling you, vanilla chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, well, seasonal.
Seasonal, if at all.
Well, the old flavor that you can't really find a lot, I mean, you can't easily find it, is the one that I always mention, Spumoni. I love Spumoni ice cream.
Oh.
Oh, God, I love Spumoni.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Chocolate, cherry, pistachio.
Pistachio.
Man, going to the old spaghetti factory.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of every meal at the old spaghetti factory, not only was it a restaurant where you could eat in a trolley car inside, but you got Spumoni after every meal.
Ooh. Yeah. So good. So good. Oh, I'm so glad you brought up spaghetti factory. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just love it. And I like butter pecan. And that's another classic, too. Oh. My mother loved that. I
think
she ate that when she was pregnant with me.
Oh, that makes sense why you like it so much.
Baked potatoes, pecan pie, and butter pecan ice cream. That's all she ate.
Oh.
That's my forever weight problem.
Oh, well.
Thanks, Star.
Thanks, Mom.
Just keeping keeping you well fed. Now,
peppermint bonbon, too.
Oh. Bubblegum ice cream, though, as a kid. Oh,
yes.
So good.
Suck those little chiclets. You either make a little pyramid on the side or you chew them as you go. I was a pyramid maker.
Those little chiclets.
That is right.
It's a phrase. Yeah. I would collect it.
Yeah. You make a little pyramid.
Collect them in my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, in your mouth? Oh.
I would collect them. I would eat the ice cream.
Way.
And put it in my cheek, my left cheek, and like a little, and then chew it all at once. Yeah.
Wow.
Like you had some like chewing tobacco and you'd spit it in the container with the star on it, like in a Tex Avery cartoon.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
When we come back, wait till you hear who's coming to the Minnesota State Fair. We are very excited. And a new thing at Target Field. I can't wait for. Lex has both of those when we come back.
Hey, friends, Alexa. Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. If you have a mortgage question, are you thinking about refinancing or maybe buying your first home? Well, you got to call First Equity. Call David and the team. They've been working in our market 23 years and counting. They've got you. They can do it all. Conventional, FHA, first-time home buyer, VA loans. If you're a veteran, there is no better loan. And what's so great is that they are independent. So they can give you that personalized attention you need and deserve. And take the time to make sure you know what's going on. So they'll meet you where you are. If you need a full mortgage 101 class, or maybe this is your 50th mortgage, they'll help you. And they can shop multiple lenders, which is fab as well, because they're not specifically attached to a bank. And of course, you as a buyer gets more options, better rates, better opportunities for down payment. So get your ducks in a row. Give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Now it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
True or false? Nylon is stronger than steel.
But steel panties don't turn me on.
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
The incomparable Paul Lynde, the eternal center square on the classic edition of Hollywood Squares. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, whenever you want it, on our app or website. You can upload, download, sideload old episodes, gently used, we prefer to call them, only one owner. It's like when people buy those designer handbags, one owner. You can download old episodes of our show, only one owner, and then listen to it at your pleasure, at your That's leisure.
Right. Hey, cheap date, we do what you do.
That's right.
Take us along.
Seriously. Yeah. On a walk.
Oh, put us in your pants.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We've been in many pants.
But clean yourself, though. I mean, don't put us
in. Yeah. It was like a Robert Downey Jr. cell phone at the Oscars.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Again, programming note coming up in a half hour. Our tribute to Ian will begin. We'll be joined by our friend Marjorie. And then in the third hour, joined by our other friends, Colleen and Paul Black. So it'll be a great morning. But right now, this popped yesterday, and I was like, ooh, this is good. We're already getting news about the state fair, but I shouldn't say already. I can't believe this. It's only like, what, 5 months away?
Yeah.
5 months.
Wow.
Until the fair.
Well, that's like almost half a year.
True, but still.
Okay, true, Holly. You're right.
I know.
We're down to single digits is my point. We're down to single. I know. I mean, before we know it, Lex will be walking down that dark, dark fair road toward the building as I greet her with a cup of coffee from the people at Starbucks. and high engineer Adam making sure we look halfway decent. And anyway.
Right. I know. Yeah. It's we're going to blink and it's going to be here.
But who's coming to the fair?
We have some news out of the Minnesota State Fair. Chance the Rapper will perform. Chicago rapper, you know, gosh, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And he will perform Friday, August 23rd, 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10. Tickets are $48 to $148. Be right on the grandstand stage. And this is the second time that he'll perform. But his first as the headliner. Last, in 2013, he also performed with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. So he's now the fifth act to be announced this year. We have the Turtles, Motley Crue, Nate Bargatze, and Kidz Bop Live.
Oh, when's that going on sale? I got to go to that.
Yeah, Kidz that Bop one.
You can buy them right now, Jason.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Reserved seating only. And hey,
Labor Day is when they're on.
Yeah, it's under $50 for the party deck.
Wow.
Oh, I'm going to rent that out. I'm going to just buy all those tickets. have a pop party up there. Yeah, that's great.
Now, if you don't do that, you might want to rent a really cool new space at Target Field.
Okay.
The Twins have some new seating options that will be available on their opener, which is April 4th. They play the Cleveland Guardians. And it is a special area that they're calling the dock. It's in right field. They sell it by the group, so you can sit up to 12 people in this section. And it's specially crafted section inspired by the open bow of a boat and comfortable captain's chairs. Starts at $1,200, so it's $100 per seat. And it's available for designated games. But here's what's really cool about this. The dock seating. Also, you'll have access to special lakeside-themed food and beverages. $30 of the ticket you can use toward food and beverage. So you'll automatically get a credit. So really, the tickets are $70 each if you fill the space.
Yeah.
But it looks like a little boat that you sit in.
Where is this? I want to see this.
Right field.
Okay.
I can put a link here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they only have digital renderings right now.
Oh, okay.
Of this. So it's, I think they are awaiting the season to debut it on April 4th.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, there it is.
Thanks. So I just put a link in there if you want to check it out. It is a rendering, but it looks, that's. There's like the bleachers, and then it's like right above.
Yeah, it's like a pontoon.
Uh-huh. I was just going to say, it looks like my mother-in-law's pontoon.
It's a boat.
Oh.
Can you imagine? That would be fun for bachelor, bachelorette parties, birthday parties.
I am digging that. Oh, and it's right by the plaza.
Yeah, the twins letters spelled out. Yeah. And the cornhole games and stuff.
I love Target Field. I just love Target Field so much. Oh, yeah, that is
really
fun.
You really can't get a bad seat, but these are primo. Can't.
That is fun. It does look like a pontoon. What a good idea.
So someone asked to sit, hey, come to the Twins game. We're going to sit in the dock. That's what that means.
Sitting by the dock of the bay.
The anyway. Twins. Oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wasting time.
Watching the balls.
Uh-huh.
Fly
towards
on
my face.
Yeah. Where's right field, right? So
yeah. I got my season tickets. I'm so excited.
Ooh. Oh, very nice, Jace.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm so excited.
You want an opener on the 4th?
No. We are leaving. We will unfortunately not be there on the opener, but
right, because it's right around Colin's birthday.
It's Colin's birthday, uh-huh. Yeah. So but no, we just love it. Again, I said it last season, just because of our proximity to Target Field, we sometimes buy those cheap seats, like the standing room only.
Yeah.
And Colin will come home, at night, and we say to each other, hey, you want to go down for a couple innings? I mean, that's convenience
of
living in our hood. Yeah. So we just walk down there. If it's a beautiful night, we walk down there and maybe stay 3 innings, 4 innings. Say hi to our friends. We've made friends over the years, and then go home. It's just a lovely. It's one of the benefits of living in my hood is that, and it's just, I don't know. I look so forward to it. It's another, one of the thousand reasons why spring and summer are so great in Minnesota. But and then walking back and all the restaurants there in the North Loop. I don't know. I just.
That's magic. It is.
It's really nice.
Baseball and summer go hand in hand. They're playing Red Rover.
Yeah. We just turned it into a big social club. Like, I'm a big Twins fan. I have more Twins t-shirts than I have probably Disney t-shirts. But it's just the social aspect of it. We walk around. We get a wiener. We get a vodka soda from Town Ball. Not Town Ball.
Is that called?
Tavern. Colin, are you awake? What is it called? Anyway. But we just love it. It's just great. And
Town Ball Tavern.
That's it. Woo! Because let's be real. I looked at the extended forecast. We're done. Like, we may get a freak snowstorm maybe in April.
Yeah.
But I looked at the extended forecast going to the end of March. We may get a flurry here and there. But girl.
Yes.
Winter's good. Winter's done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna get a little cold next week. Yeah. But other than that, but by cold, I mean seasonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's done.
Bye.
No wonder your 4-month-old wreath on your house is turning real, real brown.
It's saying it's time.
Yeah.
Take me down.
Take me out of my misery, please.
Or change my bow, at least.
Or spray paint me.
Spray paint me.
Do something.
Oh, spray paint us. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Go to Home Depot and just get some green.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
I was with
Gal Pal. Put a little leprechaun in there.
Lisa LaCourcier last night. She said she lives kind of like Lex. She lives in the Bloomington equivalent of where you live in Shoreview, meaning her, she lives in the woods too.
Ah, okay.
And she opened up her sliding door to let her dog out.
Uh-huh.
And there was a mosquito. A mosquito the size of a pterodactyl. And she's like, she couldn't believe it. She had to do a double take. She's like, is that a mosquito? They're out.
Yep.
They're confused. They don't know what to do.
Oh, man.
I do hope we have one more real. I hope we have one more real frigid day to kill them, you know, to kill all the gross things off. Just one more day. Give me, you know.
Yeah. Chill it out.
Chill it out. Kill the bugs that are out now because, oof.
So bad, though, for those who are gardening already, though.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
but there are these really weird bugs that look like little dinosaurs.
Really?
Yeah, and we keep finding them. I don't know. I got to talk to Plunkett to see what the heck that is, because, ooh.
Well, the lows are going to be below freezing, you know, below 32 pretty much until the end of the month.
Okay, so anything we're good with that.
Large and in charge, I don't think they're going to have an opportunity to grow just yet.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at this. I just Googled dinosaur-looking insect.
Of course you did.
And it came up. It's called a wheel bug. You guys, Google this thing.
Wheel bug?
Yes.
Ew, that thing's nasty.
I've seen a few of them.
Wheel, okay, hold on. While I'm Googling it.
Yeah, I can beak-like mouth parts, beady eyes.
Yeah, they've got ridges on their back.
Yeah! Ew! Have you seen them?
Hold on, I'm Googling them right now.
Wheel bugs. Wheel bugs. Oh, they're in a group called assassin bugs.
Yeah.
What?
Insects in the city.
Yeah.
Are you a Miranda or a Carrie wheel bug?
Well, I wish it was pooping in Mexico, but no.
Pooping in... Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Sex in the City movie reference.
Second movie. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thank you for that journey.
Lex, we're the only two people that kind of like that movie. Okay. So,
Thor likes of Sex and the City girls.
Yes. That's right. Oh. We are, Bruno.
That's such a Samantha thing to say.
It is, Bruno. Yeah. Oh, but this thing, shoot it. To quote Jurassic Park, shoot her.
Also, it's gonna bite.
Freaky.
Don't handle it carelessly, guys.
It bites too.
It will bite if picked up and handled carelessly. This, according to the Insect in the City blog from Texas A&M University, they said that it's intensely painful.
Oh no!
And wash your hands or wash the body part that gets bitten by this bug immediately.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, I had never seen these before until this season.
Well, if you see it, get a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Pick it out.
Get a flamethrower.
Start stomping.
Or even just get like a can of Aquanet and a match.
Yeah. Wow. I like this.
That's 80s housewife at the extreme there.
That's get a bug kit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And when you do that, reward yourself with a refreshing can of Tab and a Virginia Slim after and light it with that torch. My work here is done.
And lighten your hair with sun in while you're at it. You're doing all those things. Yeah. And then head to your aerobics class, your jazzercise class. When we come back, a little pop of pop culture. Everybody, it's Jace for my family, my friends at the best airport, the number one airport on list after list after list, MSP. There is so much to do at MSP, so get there early. Get there early. And you need to get there early because, hello, this is spring break season, so you're going to want to get there early. You're going to want to reserve your space in the parking ramp. And don't forget about the Silva ramp. It's brand new. It is so modern. If you have an EV, there are charging units there. Anyway, and the tram takes you right to the terminal. So reserve your spot ahead of time and get to MSP early and take advantage of everything they have, including so many local restaurants, for instance, T-Rex cookies, soul food, and more. So this spring break, you will learn when you get there early from ticketing to takeoff. They are the
A golden moment with the Golden Girls.
So what if you knew Jesus personally? Wake up and smell the coffee, you fossil.
My mistake. I thought since you looked like Yoda, you were also wise.
Thank you for being afraid.
This has been A Golden Moment with the Golden Girls.
Welcome back. I mean, again, you didn't go anywhere. We went somewhere. But still, the show's back on now. Right, Holly?
That's right.
Are we back on? Testing.
There's
the song. There's another B. Arthur retro song drop-off. Dramatic drop-off.
It's like being in the wheelbarrow on Niagara Falls. We just straight off the waterfall.
Oh, Lord. That woman doesn't know how to cut music to save her life. Anyway. Oh, we're so glad you're here. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Hope you're having a really good morning. Hey, programming note again. We're going to switch gears a little bit coming up in our second and third hour. It is our tribute, our day-long tribute to our buddy, Ian Punnett. And we're so excited. Marjorie will be joining us.
She's in the building, guys.
She's in the building.
She's here.
Returning to the time slot that she built with Ian.
Yes.
And she'll be with us for 2 hours. We're thrilled. And then in our third hour, our buddy Colleen and Paul Black. Both parts of the Ian and Marjorie show will be joining us to laugh, probably to cry, laugh some more. And again, one more note before we get to the sentimental. We just want to say thank you to Rocco. This was a big endeavor. We wanted to do right by Ian. It was really important to everybody that knew Ian on the staff to do right by him. And Rocco spent many, many hours going through every hard drive in this building, finding clips and more clips. And
the list
more
that
clips.
He sent. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
the mini discs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So thanks to Rocco.
Wait to listen to some of these. Oh, yeah.
I know. I mean, my goodness, fabulous. We're going to have to do more tomorrow. There's no way we're going to get into all of this.
No.
But I don't want Rocco's work to go to waste, so maybe we'll sprinkle them
and out. And Ian would love this anyway. You know, he loved clips.
He did love clips.
So send it to the clips. We got a bunch.
Oh, my God. I do. I have to ask. I got to ask Marjorie and laugh about that because Lex and I would start off. And I don't want to repeat the story, but just in case you can't listen in the rest of the hours. When Lex and I were starting off our show, we would laugh because it was just the two of us, girl. I mean, that was it. I mean, it was just that lady right there and this guy right here.
Yep.
And we were in awe of the production of Ian and Marjorie show because they had Paul and then they would have a smattering of other people. They had another person as well. Like
answering calls. Yeah.
Answering calls. And Ian, because he was a capital B broadcaster, he had Paul Black pull. And when we say pull, we mean find and get and put into the system.
Put on a number to play a button.
Yeah. He would give Paul a list of, I don't know, 100 clips that Paul Black would have to find daily. And Lex and I were, you know, Lex is in her 20s. I'm in my 30s. We're both like, what the hell is this? Like, we are barely, like, we were, Lex and I, we just roll, we call it rolling. We would just play stuff, like, right off the internet.
Here's a bell I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, we
loved
live
our bells and whistles. We loved our, and we still do.
Yes.
It freaked Lori and Julie out because we were like Pee Wee's Playhouse right off the bat. We love our sound effects, but
sure do.
Lex and I, there was no list. Lex and I would joke on occasion, there was no list. And then we had Lori and Julia. We would laugh at Donnie because they were the staple show, staple and highlight show. Donnie would print like a Bible, like literally a Bible amount of paper for the girls and staple all together. And I was new to radio and I looked at Lex and I'm like,
Oof.
What's going on? And Lex goes, I ain't doing that.
I was like, send me the clip. Give me a time code. We'll find the cue and just go from there.
No, I know. But there was that day. Yeah, this was early on. Lex looked at me and she goes, I ain't doing that. She goes, it's just me and you. I ain't pulling clips. She goes, don't give me no list. It was great.
We got this.
I remember that. We got this. We're good.
Or
we can
be like,
this.
Okay, it's somewhere, like, it's about a minute in. So, yeah, you just drop the needle.
Just drop the
play
needle.
It.
But, oh.
You can put it in cue real quick. Oh, okay, yeah. Got it. Boom.
But, oh, God, Paul Black. That guy, Ian made him pull. I mean, I'm not joking.
I remember the next day after Idol. It would be. Remember that?
American Idol.
Yes. American Idol. Sorry.
American Idol.
Yeah, American Idol. And that was huge.
Yes, Lex. Oh.
It was all the performances, all of the side stories, all of the back stories, the front stories.
And Holly, you know how this goes. Ian would maybe get to 1.5 of them. And Paul would have pulled like 12. And Ian maybe got to one. One. Oh. Meanwhile, Lex and I are like, I think it's on the Fox page. Let's go to Fox.com.
We'll just play that. I'll find it in a break before. Don't worry.
Oh, there's an Afrin commercial. Okay, we'll sit through that. We were so country.
Oh, look, it's an ad for the Simple Life. Great. We'll play that too.
We'll play that too. Or Lex would literally go, Holly, Lex goes, Lex, because at that time, Lex would play those clips from the room you're in, and I would say, okay, we found a clip of Clay Aiken. And then there would be a silence like this. Lex goes, hold on, Jace. There's a commercial. Let's set to, there's a commercial before the clip. Let's
tap dance
the
a
clip.
Little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it was so good. But yeah, so many stories and so many clips. And you're right.
Oh, Lex, so many.
Ian would get a big kick out of the amount of clips that Rocco has pulled for the show.
Oh, he's got some great ones from his farewell.
Yeah.
Clips God, with Lex. You, clips with Elizabeth, of course, with Marjorie. And
with you and me
into
for
their
the
marriage.
Final show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We remember we did a special show with them because we were taking over. So you and me, we joined them on that final broadcast.
That's right. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I see clips that say vomit, burlesque, and topless. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
That was the...
Coming up. Coming up, friends.
The morning show never really changes, does it? No. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Call in sick. Tell your boss you won't be in. You're not going to want to miss this, especially if you're a longtime listener of our station. Our tribute to Ian begins right after this. Obsessed. Hi, everybody. It's Jace from Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. When I do these commercials for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, I really only do tell you the services that I have used. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm gonna tell you how it is. I am obsessed, and you will be too, with the best facial I've ever had in my life. I know I'm not being dramatic. It really is. And I've had a lot done at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic over 12 years. The Glow Facial, G-L-O, is the best facial I've ever had. It's brand new. It's about 45 minutes, multi-step. Your face will feel, I still feel like a baby's left arm. It is so good. You're going to glow. And there you can customize it. Go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic's Instagram account right now. Follow them and see the post. You can see it done. You can see me having it done. And in the month of March, you can save some money. But you have to book now at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.